It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner, and let's get your feedback now to interviews on this show. Lee Hill is with us. He is our Public Insight editor, and hi, Lee.
Hey, Ryan.
What are listeners saying this week?
People are still responding to Losing Ground. That's the series that we aired last week about racial disparities happening here in Colorado. Well, several people had questions about how education influences earning power and home ownership.
This falls into Jenny Brundine's beat. She's our education reporter.
Right. And Jenny reported that Colorado ranks 42nd in the nation when it comes to state spending on public schools. And that made Mark Vanderbrook of Morrison curious.
Reading from his email, he says, "That tells me very little. I have no idea how wide the gap is between 1st and 50th.
And Mark wished we had said whether the differences between the states are, say, a few hundred dollars or in the thousands. He took us to task for not being clear that when we talk about state spending on public schools, we meant state spending per pupil. So I asked Jenny Brundine to explain this a little more.
Colorado spends $2,518 less per pupil than the national average. To add some perspective, our neighbor Wyoming spends $9,508 more per pupil than Colorado. These numbers come from the Colorado School Finance Project.
Lee, any other feedback on education?
Daniel Packman from Boulder reached out on Facebook. He asked whether disparities in education are responsible for all of the differences in earnings between whites, blacks, and Latinos. To get the answer, I called on Bert Hubbard of iNews. They were our investigative partner. Bert says the census shows that education plays a major and a very clear role in future earning power.
Anybody who had a college degree on average was earning $59,000, while anybody with just a high school degree was earning $32,000. So you're looking at a $27,000 difference a year. Multiply that by 30 years, and you're looking at millions, really.
That's a lot of money over a lifetime.
It is. And, Ryan, the series also inspired a lot of thoughtful responses from educators, like teacher Troy Hubble of Thornton. He wrote, "I believe that poverty, rather than race, is the largest predictor of success in schools. When students come to us with a massive vocabulary gap, little to no experience with books, and little experience outside of their own neighborhoods, they are already starting out far behind their wealthy peers."
A number of the folks who contacted us were grateful we covered the issue, but not everyone was happy with this series, Losing Ground.
Yes, Michelle Russell is very critical. She lives in Littleton.
"I'm a little miffed because this series is continuing to berate the white community, and it's not notating the fact that the white community, there are many white people who are very poor. I have four children. We were very poor. We didn't have money for school supplies either."
Now, our series did naturally touch on poverty, but it was really a look at racial disparities in Colorado. And race is an important factor because even when you account for economic differences, the disparities really do widen along racial lines. We really do appreciate that feedback, Michelle. Thanks for getting in touch with us. And we certainly welcome any other feedback through our Public Insight Network at cpr.org. Lee, did we hear anything else about other stories we've run?
We certainly did. If you were listening last week, you probably heard this.
"See, I'm getting really dizzy now. Oh, my. Woo! Ah! Oh, my God! Ah!
Those screams are from our very own Leslie McClurg. She's the newest addition to our Colorado Matters staff, and one of her first assignments was to learn how to ride a mechanical bull at the National Western Stock Show.
After that, we got a nice note from Jan Knoll, a listener from Seattle. She said, "Very funny. I would surely break a bone if I did that."
Jan from Seattle, nice to know people are listening outside Colorado, Lee.
It's certainly nice to know.
Lee Hill is the editor of our Public Insight Network, and thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.